I'm George Walker, and Thursday at 8 in the Musical Arts Center, the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music Summer Festival Orchestra plays the Symphony No. 6 by Jean Sibelius and Hector Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique. With us is the guest conductor for the concert, Giancarlo Guerrero, who's music director of the Nashville Symphony. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Maestro Guerrero, you work regularly and as a guest artist with a number of orchestras in North America, South America, and Europe, and you also work some with colleges and universities. Is there something special about that kind of assignment?
I enjoy working with young people altogether, not only college, but sometimes I even work with even younger kids in college, high school kids, because I feel when kids are just getting started, when people are about to start their embark on their music career, I find it that they bring very fresh approaches to the music making when it is only the first time that they're playing either Symphonie Fantastique or Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, because it is the first time they're doing it. Their minds are wide open, so there's really nothing I cannot ask of them. So it usually makes my music making even more interesting than performing, let's say, with professional orchestras that perform that music all the time.
Maestro, I'd like to ask you to take us into the kitchen just a little bit. I'm looking at your rehearsal schedule, and I see that the Sunday prior to the concert, you'll have sectionals in the afternoon and sectionals in the evening. Tell us a little bit about what those are like.
Oh, sectionals is really where all the dirty work, if you want to call it, takes place, because this is an opportunity for the students to work with the principals of each section and basically take the piece apart note for note. Let's say, for example, the first violins are going to meet with the concertmaster, Alexander Kerr, and they're going to be able to do work that when the whole orchestra is sitting together, it's impossible. This way, they're only going to be focusing on their own music and basically going note for note and really getting to learn the piece from small to big. So this is a wonderful opportunity for each section to individually learn their music separate from the orchestra. So when I come in on Monday with the whole orchestra, they've already basically done all that small detail work. So when I come in, I just put the whole piece together.
Now, you mentioned that Alexander Kerr would be working with the violinists. What are the other sections that would be separate?
Oh, yeah. The violas will be playing separately. Every different instrument section in the orchestra is going to be having their own sectionals. The percussion will have their own sectionals. The French horns will have their own sectionals. The woodwinds, the clarinets will have their own sectionals. So it basically is narrowed down to very, very small groups of people that are basically going to be learning the piece. And in this case, the principals of the section, which are basically the faculty members, are going to be teaching their students how the piece should be played. So when I come in, I bring my own version of the work, but they're going to be doing mostly technical work. This is what sectionals are meant to do. It's all the technical work about which fingering should be used, how fast they might expect the conductor is going to take this and prepare them for any unexpected situation.
And then Monday, you bring the unexpected situations?
I come in with all the unexpected things, and I'm sure there's going to be some time I'm going to say, well, we didn't work it that way, but that's what makes our performances so much more interesting, because as a professional musician, you literally have to be ready for anything.
As a programmer, it looks as if you're a person who enjoys contrast, so you've picked two major works, but very, very different.
Well, one thing about this program that is interesting, of course, is that Symphonie Fantastique is a warhorse of the repertoire, which is a piece that gets done more often. So because we already had that, I felt that in the first half I could really come up with a piece that in my opinion has been neglected for many, many years, and that's the Sibelius Sixth Symphony. Of all the Sibelius symphonies, the one that gets done more often is number two, and after that I would say maybe number five and number one are the ones that are more popular. But number six gets neglected. In my opinion, it's one of the great works of the early part of the 20th century. And I've enjoyed doing that piece many, many times. So I felt this was a great opportunity to showcase a piece that, in my opinion, needs to be performed more often.
We've been talking with Maestro Giancarlo Guerrero. He'll be conducting the IU Jacobs School of Music Summer Festival Orchestra as they play the Symphony No. 6 by Jean Sibelius and Hector Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique Thursday evening at 8 in the IU Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.